Design and Usability of the Pure Ball Bit Wheelchair. Elizabeth T. Xiao Wexler, Chen Zhang Xiao, Sung Yun Song, Yu Chen, Majid Mansouri. Nadia Marin, Kiana L. Banks, Adam W. Bleakme, Joe R. Ramos, William R. Norris. Deanna C. McDonough, Jeanette R. Elliott, Patricia B. Malik. University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Introduction. The World Health Organization reports that 65 million people are in need of a wheelchair. 1. The 2010 U.S. Census indicated 3.6 million wheelchair users, WCU, over the age of 15. 2. The majority being manual WCU, MCU. 3. Long-term overuse upper extremity injuries have been identified in over 70% of MCU, for example. 4. To effectively and efficiently propel a manual wheelchair, the user needs both hands, which compromises life experiences of MCU due to inability to grasp and carry objects or hold another person's hand during propulsion. 5. The design of the traditional MWC, which is essentially a chair supported between two large drive wheels with front casters, has not changed since the first patents awarded in the 1890s. 6. This design has further limitations that impact the user's life experiences, including high risk of falling on uneven terrain with small obstacles, and inaccessibility to a variety of terrains, gravel, grass, sand, snow, and tight spaces, restroom stalls, airplane aisles. Powered wheelchairs address some limitations of MWC, as they operate with one hand via a joystick and are more stable over small obstacles. Most WCU with sufficient upper limb functionality will not use powered wheelchairs due to their substantial weight, 22.6 to 113 kilograms, runtime limitation, 11 to 32 kilometers, larger size, and greater cost. Weight, footprint, and design may render these devices useless in tight spaces and add complexity to transportation due to their need for a lift-equipped vehicle. Self-balancing mobile robots with two coaxial wheels were inspired by the classic toy problem of balancing an inverted pendulum with a motorized cart, for example, 7.8. The first consumer-level two-wheeled self-balancing mobility device, iBot Wheelchair, was developed by DECA and sold in the early 2000s and reintroduced in 2019 by Mobius Mobility. This self-balancing technology was then used in DECA's Segway Human Transporter released in early 2009. Lean to steer was later added, where users control forward or backward motion by weight shifting in the desired direction and control turning via handle. Self-balancing designs have been marketed in two-wheeled powered wheelchairs, for example, 10.11. These devices are controlled by a handlebar or joystick, and or trunk movements for users who possess higher functional ability. Most suffer from bulky size and heavy weight, 18 to 91 kilograms. A more advanced type of self-balancing mobile robot has been developed, aka the Ballbot, e.g., 12.13. Instead of using two coaxial wheels, this robot rides on top of a ball or spherical wheel and is capable of moving in any direction, or omnidirectional movement. The most popular Ballbot design utilizes a drivetrain composed of omni-wheels, motors, and a ball, 13. The omni-wheel can roll forward like a normal wheel, but can also slide sideways with minimal friction due to the addition of small rollers mounted perpendicular to the main rotation axis. A disruptive approach for achieving rolling mobility of people with lower limb disability is needed. We are breaking the mold of the traditional wheelchair through exploration of a safe, compact, adaptive ball bit, where the rider sits on a sleek modular mobility device and navigates via only upper body movements, leaning and twisting. Our interdisciplinary team of designers, disability specialists, and engineers worked alongside WCUs to develop a novel device that can afford MCUs the opportunity to move around their environment hands-free, i.e., pure, personalized unique rolling experience. Pure's key features. Pure provides completely hands-free control for different driving modes, steer, slide, spin. Steer operates similar to a standard vehicle, forward, backward, turning. Slide translates the device sideways like a rolling office chair, a unique feature of omnidirectional movement. Spin allows rotating 360 degrees upon a fixed point. The rider seamlessly transitions between modes by just leaning and or twisting the torso. The rider increases speed by leaning further and stops by leaning back. Due to the sleek design of the ball bit architecture, Pure has a minimal footprint no larger than the user's hips while seated, 0.4 meters × 0.4 meters. Being smaller than a manual wheelchair, It can provide access to smaller spaces such as inaccessible public restroom stalls. Design. Pure has three main subsystems, figures 1 and 2. 1, the Bulbit drivetrain, which manages system balance and velocity tracking. 2, the Torso Dynamics Estimation System, TES, that measures the rider's torso movements and later maps them into velocity control signals. 3, the Shared Control Vision Guided Perception System for advanced driver assistance control that ensures environmental awareness and collision prevention. Drivetrain. The drivetrain consists of a ball, a set of three omni wheels and motors, electronics, batteries, sensors, and structural elements, including ball arresters to secure the ball against the omni wheels and a stability ring to minimize loss of balance or falling due to extreme tipping. 14. Customized quasi-direct drive brushless DC motors were attached to single-plate omni wheels with thermoplastic polyurethane, TPU, rollers. We fabricated our own spherical wheels using bowling balls covered with various materials, SBR rubber, TPU, polyurethane, PU. A cascaded linear quadratic regulator and proportional integral, LQRPI, controller is used for balancing and maneuvering. This embodiment weighs 37 kg and can carry up to 60 kg, turn 180 degrees within 1 s, move at a maximum speed of 2.4 meters per second, roll over raised surfaces at least 3.1 centimeters, go up USA to compliant ramps, 112 maximum slope, and operate for 2 hours before recharging. Torso Dynamics Estimation System, TES, the TES uses a force sensing seat, FSS, with 6 uniaxial load cells for rider seat interaction torque, translational, measurement and a chest-mounted inertial measurement unit, IMU, for torso twist, yaw, detection, 15. An admittance controller maps these signals to PURE's velocity commands for the drivetrain. The controller is designed with user-selected adjustable sensitivity to respond to the upper body movements of even the least functional paraplegic, i.e., those with limited to no trunk function, thereby providing a hands-free intuitive experience to a large segment of users with lower limb paralysis. PURE also has the ability to be controlled with a joystick or by another person pushing or pulling the device. Shared Control Vision Guided Perception System. The Vision Guided Perception System integrates two RGBD cameras, two Time of Flight, TOF, sensors, and two single beam LIDAR sensors that are hosted by a single board computer, SBC, 16. These sensors allow for a near 360 degrees obstacle detection capability effectively up to 7 meters. The SBC is connected to a speaker, providing an audio interface and issuing alarms when the chair approaches obstacles. Much like driver assistance control in motor vehicles, PURE's shared control system is used to improve driving experience and reduce rider attentional demand. The perception system is combined with a custom a passive artificial potential field, PAPF, approach to allow for real-time shared control between the rider and device. Specifically, the shared control system provides intuitive navigation with deceleration assistance, obstacle avoidance, and haptic/audio feedback to effectively mitigate collision risks. Usability assessments. Various assessments to test the usability of PURE, i.e., braking, balance, safety, maneuverability, driver assistance, were conducted with MGUS and able-bodied users, ABU. The MGUS had various levels of torso mobility due to SCI or other neurological impairment. Institutional review board approvals were obtained along with all participants providing informed consent. To assess the TES, 20 young adult participants, 10 MGUS, 5F, 26.0 plus or minus 5.3 years, and 10 ABU 5F, 24.6 plus or minus 3.2 years, rode the device through obstacle courses replicating realistic indoor environments following the U.S. building codes, 15. The course consisted of taped outlines representing a bathroom stall, static obstacles, moving obstacles at three speeds, and straights, slides, and turns with four width boundaries ranging from 61 to 244 centimeters. The course was repeated once per width and per control mode, hands-free or joystick. Four attributes of performance were examined: effectiveness, i.e., number of collisions, efficiency, i.e., successful completion time, comfort, NASA TLX scores, and robustness, i.e., index of performance. Repeated measures MANOVA tests found that the effectiveness, efficiency, robustness, and comfort, All NASA TLX scores, except physical demand which was higher for hands-free control P less than 0.001, were similar for hands-free and joystick control and between GUS and ABUS for all sections, P greater than 0.05. These results suggest that the test provides an effective method for controlling this new omnidirectional wheelchair by only using motions of the torso, including small movements. To assess the shared control driver assistance system, 20 young adult participants, 10 MGUS, 6F, 27.4 plus or minus 1.6 years, and 10 ABU, 5F, 23.6 plus or minus 1.1 years, rode the device through two test courses, S-turn and zigzag, 16. The S-turn course widths were 70 cm or 80 cm, while the zigzag course had fixed 90 cm paths with 65 cm or 70 cm narrowing sections. Each participant completed 24 trials in total, two test courses times two control schemes, with or without shared control assistance, times two widths times three trials per condition. A collision index was calculated and defined by assigning weights to different types of collisions, namely touch, X1, move, X3, and failure, X9. These weights reflect the severity of the collision and the potential risk of structural damage. Efficiency, completion time, comfort, NASA TLX scores, and three measures of effectiveness, number of touch collisions, move collisions, and failures, were also examined. Repeated measures MANOVA tests found the performance metrics, excluding average failures due to rarity, were significantly influenced by test course configurations, P less than 0.001, shared control utilization, P less than 0.001, and their interaction, P equals 0.005, with no notable differences between user groups, P greater than 0.05. A post-study questionnaire aimed to gather insights into participants' preferences regarding the shared control design. Using a 4-point scale, participants consistently found the shared control assistance to be intuitive, average score, 3.55, natural, 3.15, and safe, 3.5. These results suggest that shared control significantly reduced collisions and cognitive load without affecting travel speed, offering intuitive and safe operation. Discussion. Through the lens of WCUs, we developed Pure, the first of its kind hands-free ball-but wheelchair. Pure is an intuitive, compact, self-balancing, ball-driven mobility device for people with lower limb disability. It offers elegant, hands-free organic movement controlled with upper body movements. Future work is exploring further improvements. Our next generation prototype is seeking to support riders up to 104 kg, 80th percentile male weight, and operate at a maximum speed of 2.7 meters per second, tilde average human jogging speed, while still maintaining its compact footprint. We are addressing maintaining stability in uneven terrain and loss of power. We are also exploring the use of autonomous and semi-autonomous navigation to allow for wayfinding, crowd navigation, and self-docking. A unique feature of Pure is hardware modularity. It will have quick, disconnect features to allow for compact and lightweight modules, ideally less than 9 kg each. The future vision is to make Pure easily transportable in a vehicle or airplane, stored as carry-on luggage, allowing users full independence with respect to the vehicles that they use. Acknowledgements. Thanks to the Gen 3 Pure team and many undergraduate research assistants in engineering and industrial design. Funding for this project has been provided by the NSF National Robotics Initiative, number 2,024,905, and our university's Campus Research Board and Disability Resources and Educational Services. References. 1. World Health Organization, Regional Office for Southeast Asia, Fact Sheet on Wheelchairs, 2010. https://apps.who.int/iris/bitstream/handle/10665/205041/b4616.pdf accessed, February 24, 2020. 2. M. W. Bro, Americans with Disabilities, 2010. U.S. Department of Commerce, Economics, and Statistics Administration, 2012. 3. H. S. K. T. Kang, and M. Pilipont. Mobility Device Use in the United States. Disability Statistics Report. National Institute on Disability and Rehabilitation Research, June 2000. 4. D. A. Ballinger, D. H. Rintala, and K. A. Hart. The relation of shoulder pain and range of motion problems to functional limitations, disability, and perceived health of men with spinal cord injury, a multifaceted longitudinal study. ArchVisMed Rehabil. 2081-12, 1575-81. 5. Peters, J., Chen, M., Huang, K., Sierro, M., Elliott, J., Bleakney, A., Xiao Wexler, E., McDonagh, D. A User-Inspired Mobility Experience of the Future, a Qualitative Investigation. Disabil Rehabil Assist Technol. 2024 July, 1-10. 6. Potter, S.A. Invalid Chair. U.S. Patent 531,330. December 25, 1894. 7. C. C. Tsai, H. C. Huang, and S. C. Lin. Adaptive Neural Network Control of a Self-Balancing Two-Wheeled Scooter. IEEE Trans. Indiana Electron. 2010-57-4, 1420-1428. 8. R. P. M. Chan, K. A. Stoll, and C. R. Halkyard. Review of Modeling and Control of Two-Wheeled Robots. On Your Rear End Control. 2013-37-1, 89-103. 9. H. G. Wynn, J. Morell, K. D. Mullins, A. B. Burmeister, S. Miles, and Farrington, K. M. Thomas, and D. W. Gage. Segway Robotic Mobility Platform. Proceedings of SPI 5609, Mobile Robot 17. 2004, 5609, 207-220. 10. Segway S. Pod, Concept. https://www.segway.com/segway-spod. Accessed, February 24, 2020. 11. Omeo. Omeo Technology. https://omeotechnology.com/omeo/. Accessed, September 2, 2024. 12. T. B. Lowers, G. A. Cantor, and R. L. Hollis. A Dynamically Stable Single-Wheeled Mobile Robot with Inverse Mouse Ball Drive. Proceedings of the IEEE International Conference on Robotics and Automation. 2006. 13. P. Fankhauser and C. Werder. 2010. Modeling and Control of a Balbit. Bachelor Thesis. ETH Zurich. 14. Xiao, C. Mansouri, M. Lam, D. Ramos, J. and Xiao Wexler, ET Design and Control of a Balbit Drivetrain with High Agility, Minimal Footprint, and High Payload. Proceedings of the 2023 IEEE/RSJ International Conference on Intelligent Robots and System, Detroit, Michigan 2023. 15. Song, S.Y., Marin, N., Xiao, C., Mansouri, M., Ramos, J., Chen, Y., Bleakney, A.W., McDonagh, D.C., Norris, W.R., Elliott, J.R., Malik, P.B., and Xiao Wexler. ET Driving a Balbit Wheelchair with Hands-Free Torso Control. Proceedings of the ACM/IEEE International Conference on Human-Robot Interaction, Boulder, Colorado 2024. 16. Chen, Y., 2023. Enabling Mobile Robot Perception and Shared Control with Vision-Based Sensor Fusion Systems. Doctoral Dissertation, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.